This is Pastor Ron Franklin at Covenant Community Church, and you're listening to Covenant Living Today. Hi, and welcome to today's edition of Covenant Living Today. Today on our broadcast, we're teaching about letting the Word work for you. God is sovereign. You know what sovereign means? It means He can do whatever He wants to do. Whatever God decides to do, He will carry it out. It will be done. But have you ever thought about how God does what He purposes to do? Let me give you a clue about how this operates. Go over to Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. Let's see if we can begin to get an understanding of how it is that God usually carries out the purpose, the sovereign purpose that He has, that He is going to see accomplished in the earth. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3. If you have problems finding Genesis, see me after the service. Amen. Genesis 1, 3. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Have you noticed how God does things? God needed to create an entire universe. How did He do it? Let there be. He spoke His word and it was. Amen. The word of God is the most powerful force in the entire universe. It created the universe. Hold up your Bible. Hold up your Bible. Wave it at me. All right, praise God. We found out last week that the Bible is what? The Word of God. The Word of God. That book you are holding in your hand is the most powerful instrument in this building right now. We've got a snowblower back there in the back. Love it. Get out there with that thing and go, throws the snow all over the place. Amen. When the wind's blowing, it throws it back in my face, but that's okay. Praise God. It's powerful, but it's not as powerful as that book you hold in your hand. In fact, that book is the most powerful object in the entire city of Harrisburg. It is the Word of God. And God normally does the things that He wants to do by using His Word. Here at Covenant Community Church, our mission is equipping people for abundant life because Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and have it more abundantly." God's purpose and plan for your life is that you live abundant life. Now, how does God achieve the things that He wants done in the earth? He does it through His Word. So catch it. If you are going to have abundant life, it's going to come to you through the Word of God. So what we want to do today is to begin to understand how to allow the Word of God to work in us to move us to the abundant life that God wants us to have. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, our focus passage for today. Let's look at this passage and see if we can understand some principles about how God wants to operate through His Word in our lives to give us abundant life. Isaiah 55, I'm going to read verses 8 and 9 to start. "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Do you hear what God is saying here? God says, "My ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts." And I am here today to tell you that to have the abundant life, this is the first thing you got to know. God's ways are above your ways. And His way of thinking is above your way of thinking. In other words, and here's the principle, the Word of God must shape the way we think. That's step number one. The Word of God must shape the way we think. Any of you ever go to a doctor? Amen. Go to the doctor, get a prescription, or get him to do something. Amen. All right. Now, suppose that you were having some real pain in your side. And, oh, man, it's getting rough. It's just getting tougher and tougher and tougher. And I happened to come by your house, and I took a look at you, and I said, hey, you know what? Looks like appendicitis to me. Let me go and, you got a knife in your drawer here? How many of you are ready to go for that? No, no, no. Catch it. I'm a wonderful pastor, praise God. Amen. Amen. But I am not an MD. Why in the world would you take my word about that pain in your side? I don't know. Maybe it is appendicitis. Maybe it's that pizza you had last night. I don't know. In other words, what? You would accept the word of the doctor. Why? Because in that particular area, you expect his thoughts to be higher than my thoughts. Isn't that right? Amen. He's supposed to know what he's talking about. Now, you know what the wonderful thing about God is? The MD is supposed to know what he's talking about. God always knows what he's talking about. Hallelujah. And just as an aside, if it ever comes down to the time when the MD is telling you one thing and the word of God is telling you something else, who are you going to believe? You're going to believe the word. Hallelujah. But the point is simply this. God says, my thoughts are above your thoughts. And in order for you to move toward the abundant life, you have to accept that. Because if you don't really understand, believe, and accept the fact that God's thoughts are above your thoughts, you'll continue going in your thoughts. When I was in my former church, and I was an associate minister, we were having a minister's meeting at my pastor's house. And I had been there several times. I was confident I knew the way. And so I got out on the road and I started driving to my pastor's house. And just like we are here, my pastor really was a stickler for being on time. So I started in plenty of time to get there. I'm going to be there on time. I got to where I thought my turnoff was supposed to be. It wasn't there. Did they move it? I don't know. In other words, I'm confidently moving down the road thinking that I know where I'm going. But guess what? I was wrong. But as long as I thought I knew where I was going, guess what? I just kept on going the way I was going. Finally, I figured out I don't know where I'm going. Once I figured out I don't know where I'm going, what did I do? I stopped, I got on the telephone, I called somebody and got directions to put me on the right way. But as long as I thought I knew it, I kept going the way I thought was right. Catch it. As long as you think your thoughts are okay, you'll keep going the way you think is all right. And what God is telling you here is, your thoughts don't measure up. We talk a lot about Proverbs 14:12. Amen? Proverbs 14:12. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. The way you think will not lead you to the abundant life. It will lead you into death until your thoughts get shaped by the word of God. You've got to know that the way you think is far below God's standard and far below what is necessary if you are to have the abundant life. You need to substitute your thinking for God's thinking. Do you know that the Bible is strange? How many of you found out that the Bible is a strange book? Come on, you can be honest. Bible is strange. Amen? Now, what do I mean by that? You go in the Bible and start reading some things, you will find some stuff in there that is strange to you. You will find some stuff in there that's hard for you to understand. You will find some stuff in there that is actually the opposite of what you have always been taught. But understand this. If you read your Bible right, it's supposed to be strange. Amen. If you can open up your Bible and never find anything strange, guess what? You will never learn anything. Because it's only the parts that are strange to you that will speak to you and say you need to change the way you think. If you already agree with it, what can you learn? You know, sometimes you go to church and everybody, you know, the pastor will say something and everybody goes, amen. Now, by the way, you are allowed to say amen in here. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
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 But you know, there are churches that I've been in where I used to say the pastor could get up and preach out of the phone book and everybody would be saying amen. Conditioned reflex. Now, the point is this. Everybody's saying amen because they're only hearing stuff they already agree with. Sometimes something ought to come out of the word where instead of saying amen, you need to stop and say, I need to think about that. That's not what I've always thought. That's not the way I've always been told it. That's something different from the way I'm going about it in my life. I need to stop and think about that. Pastor, I will have to give you your amen a little bit later. After I think this thing through. You are allowed to say amen, but I would much rather you listen to the word, evaluate the word on the basis of the word, and allow God to speak into your heart and then say amen. You see, the word is supposed to be strange to you. When you read your Bible right, it will make you uncomfortable and dissatisfied with the way you are. If you can go week by week reading your Bible and you never feel dissatisfied about you, you're probably just giving that conditioned reflex, amen, amen, amen. I read the word today. What'd you read? Oh, man, I can't remember, but it was good. Hallelujah. No. If you are going to allow the word of God to work in your life, you need to expect it to be strange sometimes because God's thoughts are above your thoughts. And if it's never strange, you're not learning anything. You know, it's good to mark up your Bible sometimes. How many of you know it's okay to mark your Bible?
Amen.
It's okay to write in your Bible.
Amen.
Catch it. The Bible is sacred, but this book is not.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you catch the difference?
Yeah.
The Bible is the word of God. The Bible is sacred, but this is a book. It carries in it the word of God. Amen? God will not send you to hell for taking out a pen and writing in your Bible. Amen. You need to make notes. You need to get a highlighter and highlight so that you can remember, so that you can come back and meditate, so that you can come back and think about what it is that you have read in the Word of God. As you read and God gives you some insight, the Holy Spirit speaks to you and shows you how that applies to your life, you need to make some notes in the Word. Amen? But there's a danger. The danger is that if you make notes in the Word and if you mark and highlight the parts of the Word that are really meaningful to you, sometimes you go back and that's the only thing you look at. You open up your Bible and you just look at your highlights. And if you do that, eventually the Bible will stop being strange and you will stop learning because you're only going back over the stuff that you already know. You need to make sure that you let the Bible be strange to you. Amen? Go over to Philippians chapter 3. If the Bible is strange to you, sometimes there are going to be some things in the Bible that you don't understand. Let me tell you how to handle it when you read the Bible and you see things that you don't understand, you don't know how to interpret, you just really can't put it together how this is supposed to apply. Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 15. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. Here's what the word is saying. There are some things that you might not understand yet. You don't have it yet. If that's the case, don't worry about it. What does it say here? It says, therefore, As many as be mature, let them have this same mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, what will God do? God will reveal it to you. You stay in the Word. You keep studying. You keep praying. If you don't understand it now, God says what? I will reveal it to you. But then what's the key? Even before you have revelation on that issue, look at verse 16 again. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, in other words, what you already do understand, what do you need to do? Let us walk by the same rule. If you want to gain understanding of the Word of God, don't worry about the parts that you don't understand yet. Keep reading, keep studying, keep praying. God will reveal it. But you know what God does hold you responsible for? The stuff you do understand. Don't expect God to explain something you don't understand if you are not doing the stuff you do understand. Why would God go out of his way to give you more when you're not doing anything with what he's already given you? Amen? So if you have parts of the Bible that are strange to you, that you don't understand, don't worry about it. Understanding will come as you stay in the Word. But the thing you need to do is make sure that you are applying, that you are doing the parts that you already understand. Go over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. Here's the bottom line on this. Here's what God tells us about his word when we are faithful to accept it as the word of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:13. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, listen to this, you welcomed it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. God says, if you will accept his word as his word and put it to work in your life, it will effectively work in your life. See, that's the key. God wants to move us into abundant life, but how is he going to do it? By working the word in our lives. Amen? He's going to work the word. Go back over to Isaiah 55. Keep a finger over in Isaiah 55 because we're coming back. Amen? Go back to Isaiah 55. Let's look at verses 10 and 11. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Catch what God says about his word. God says, I send my word forth with a purpose. I send my word forth to accomplish a work. And when I send my word forth, it will not return void. It will accomplish what I want it to accomplish. What did we find out about God? He is sovereign. He does. He accomplishes whatever he intends to accomplish. And so when he sends his word forth, it's going to accomplish what he sent it to do. Now catch this. God has a purpose and a plan for his word in your life. Every time you hear the word of God, God is sending that word into your life to accomplish a purpose. It is no accident that you are here today listening to this word. Catch it. It's no accident that you are here today listening to this word. Some of you may not even have, you may have gotten up this morning saying, you know, I'm not sure I'm going to church today. You know, I don't feel all that great. You know, I'm tired. Some of you probably were saying, I want to watch all the Super Bowl preview. Come on at 11 o'clock. Amen? Amen. Now, there are appropriate amens. (Laughter) Catch it. God has you here for a purpose today. God intends for the word that you are hearing today to do a work in your life. And the promise that he has made is if you allow that word to do its work, he will not allow that word to return void. It will accomplish its work. There is a purpose that God wants to accomplish by being here, by you being here today. Think about it. How many of you have some money in your pocketbook? No. No, we're not going to take another offering. You guys, I hope you got some money in your pocketbook. Amen? Now, every time you take a dollar bill out of your pocketbook or out of your wallet or whatever you carry it in, you have a purpose for that, don't you? I mean, how many of you just walk down the street just dropping dollar bills as you go? Oh, I just want to see how it flies. I'll just see. Any of you do that? I do want to talk to you. No. Every time you take a dollar out of your wallet, you have a purpose for that thing. You're going to buy something that you think will be useful to you. And so you use your money according to your own lights wisely to accomplish your purpose. What do you try to teach your kids? Money ought to be spent for a purpose, right? Parents, what do you tell them? You got to learn that money doesn't grow on trees. Isn't that it? You're trying to show them that money has a purpose. And every time you use it, it ought to go forth to accomplish the purpose for which you're sending it. That's the way the word is. The word goes forth for a purpose. God, every time he spends the word, every time he puts it out there, it's to accomplish a purpose. And right now, as you sit here today, looking at me, listening to me, God wants to accomplish a work in your life through the word that you are hearing right now. So even as you listen to this message, you need to be asking yourself and asking God, Lord, what purpose do you want to work out in my life by the message I'm hearing today? Because God has a purpose for you. Let's look at some examples of what the word is supposed to accomplish when it comes into our lives. I'm going to run through some scriptures right now, and you don't need to look them up, but you might want to write them down as I go through them. Psalm 119, verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The first thing God wants his word to be is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's supposed to show me the way. Amen? Amen. The only way I'm going to get to abundant life is if somebody shows me the way. And that's what the word is supposed to do. And you know what the other thing that the word will do? The word will keep you from stepping into stuff you don't need to step into. I had the privilege of traveling in Europe a few years ago. And one of the memories I have of Amsterdam, Holland. Amsterdam is a city that is almost totally paved, and people have dogs. They love dogs. Dogs. Amen. And one of the things I found in this paved city of Amsterdam, since there were not parks and places for the dogs to go, the dogs would do their business just wherever they happened to be. So in walking down the streets in Amsterdam, you had to be careful where you put your foot. And I learned not to walk in Amsterdam at night. Why? I couldn't see where I was putting my foot. The word is a light unto my path and a lamp unto my feet. Sometimes it'll show me what I'm about to step into and keep me from stepping in some mess I don't need to be in. See, that's how the word takes us to the abundant life. When I allow the word to do a work in my life, when I am listening to that word saying, this is indeed the word of God. And because it's the word of God, I am going to pay attention. I am going to heed it. God can use that word to keep us out of some trouble. Look at Psalm 19:7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. First thing it says is the word can convert you. Amen? Amen. How did you get saved? You heard the word and you believed it. Hallelujah. You put it to practice in your life. And then it says, not only converting the soul, but making wise the simple. You know what the simple are? The dumb, the stupid. Amen. People who act dumb, people who act stupid sometimes. Let me just get a testimony here. Let's have testimony time. How many of you at some point in your life could have been described as simple? Amen. Or let's just put it in the vernacular, dumb and stupid. Come on, let me see. Amen. So what does the word do in your life? What does God intend for it to do? Make wise the simple. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you don't ever need to let anybody call you dumb anymore. You got the word of God, hallelujah. And what does the word do in your life? It makes wise the simple. It's okay that you used to be simple. It's okay that you used to step in some mess you didn't need to be in, amen? But now you are being made wise by the word of God. So go back to Psalm 119, verse 9. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. Verse 11. Your word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. See, God gives us his word to keep us moving in the way we need to move. Amen? And look at what that'll do. This one I want you to go look at. Go over to Psalm chapter 17, verse 4. Psalm 17, verse 4. When we allow the word to do that work in our lives of being a light unto our path, a lamp unto our feet, when we follow where the word leads and look and see what the word is telling us to stay out of, here's what the word will do for us. Psalm 17, verse 4. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer. Hallelujah. The word will keep you out of the path of the destroyer. Does anybody in here have any enemies? Anybody have any enemies here? Somebody that doesn't like you, that would do you harm? Anybody have any enemies like that? Now, those of you who didn't raise your hand, let me tell you something. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the word of God tells us you got an enemy. In fact, it says he is walking around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy. And guess what? He knows your name. He knows where you live. He knows your children. Some of you say, he is my children. No, don't say that. Amen. Don't say that. No. The word says you've got an enemy that will do everything he possibly can to trick you, to deceive you, to do whatever he can in order to try to destroy you. The thief comes only to do what? To kill, to steal, to destroy. That's his purpose in your life. And God says, I have sent my word into your life to protect you, to keep you away from the paths of the destroyer.
This is Pastor Franklin. Thanks for listening to Covenant Living Today. This broadcast is an outreach of Covenant Community Church. We're a young congregation where the focus is on teaching the Word of God with clarity and integrity so that our members not only understand the Word, but know how to put it to work in their lives on a day-by-day basis. And because we're young, we have some great opportunities to serve. Perhaps you're looking for a church where you can both learn the Word and serve the Lord. If so, why not come and visit with us? Our worship services start at 10:30 every Sunday morning. Plus, we have Bible study every Wednesday evening from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Covenant Community Church is located at 1745 Dairy Street in Harrisburg. And if you'll come to the corner of 18th and Dairy or 18th and Berry Hill, you can't miss our building. For more information or directions, or for a CD of today's message, please give us a call at area code 717-232-5299. That's 232-5299. Or visit our website at covcomchurch.org. That's covcommchurch.org. This is Pastor Ron Franklin, inviting you to be listening for our next broadcast of Covenant Living Today.